You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Today's passage is Luke chapter 7, verses 37 through 50. And behold, a woman of the city, who was a sinner, when she learned that he was reclining at table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of ointment. And standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Now, when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." And Jesus answering said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." And he answered, "Say it, teacher." A certain moneylender had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii, and the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debt of both. Now, which of them will love him more? Simon answered, "The one, I suppose, for whom he canceled the larger debt." And he said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But he who is forgiven little loves little." And he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." Then those who were at the table with him began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" And he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." This is a marvelous story. It is the self-righteous Simon versus the penitent sinning woman. And the upshot of the story is that Jesus is pointing out to Simon the difference between him and the woman. And the difference is not that Simon's wrong about her being a sinner. In fact, Jesus says she is a sinner. The key thing is the forgiveness. The one who is forgiven much will love much. What's interesting about the story is that before Jesus has pronounced the forgiveness to the woman that her sins are forgiven, she is already loving. She is already experiencing something just simply in the presence of the Lord of his forgiveness of her sins. This is a great image here. It's the image of the grace that precedes our ability to repent. The fact that we can even repent of our sins, this is a grace from God. This woman comes in and she is penitent. She's experiencing something of the love of God transforming her inner life already, such that she is weeping for her sins and she is repentant of her sins by her actions. And only then are her sins actually forgiven. Simon, on the other hand, has no sense of his own wrong, nor his own sense of needing to be forgiven. One of the great takeaways that can come from this passage for you today is when you get home today, make a list of your sins. Recognize all the things that you have done wrong in the course of the day. And you know what's going to happen? You're going to find that meditating on your sins brings you greater love for God. Now, isn't that just a little bit strange? That you being more aware of your sins makes you more aware of the grace of God and makes you more able to love God. Keep accounting your sins. They help you to grow in love for God.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.